Abrams teams up with Frank Miller. David Max Kabuki getting an omnibus. Blue Beetle and Hellblazer are ending. This is Comic Book Club News for April 25, 2024. Frank Miller is moving his home from Sin City to Abrams Comic Arts. Also, to be clear, we know Frank Miller didn't actually live in Sin City. Anyway, as part of the new deal, Abrams will publish two new Frank Miller books this fall, Ronin Rising and Pandora. Said Frank Miller via a press release provided to Comic Book Club, quote, "The team at Frank Miller Presents and I couldn't be more pleased to partner with Abrams Comics Arts in bringing some of our new original titles to the book market. We share the same mission of prioritizing authors and readers first and foremost. Abrams' unique distribution and outreach ensures that the work of our imprint will continue to connect with fans no matter where they may be. Ronin Rising, written by Miller with art by Miller and Philip Tan, continues the story Miller began for DC back in the 80s, 40 years later. A story that was at least in part the inspiration for TMNT. Meanwhile, Pandora is a new fantasy story written by Miller, Anthony Marinville, and Chris Silvestri, with art by Emma Kubert. In addition to these two books, more titles, including a single-issue comic book series, will be announced at a later date. David Mack's classic Kabuki is getting a massive reprint edition from Dark Horse for its 30th anniversary. Appropriately titled The Complete Kabuki 30th Anniversary Edition, the book is an oversized 9 inches by 12 inches and runs 1,280 pages long. Said Mack via press release, quote, "Kabuki is the foundation of my work in comics, both as a writer and as an artist. Kabuki is what got me the offer to write Daredevil at Marvel and to create Echo. All of my work in comics began from this story and this art. It was my senior thesis in literature. The book focuses on a woman codenamed Kabuki, who works as an agent of an organization called No, and the strange forces she comes up against. The collected edition will hit bookstores on December 10, 2024, and comic shops a day later on December 11, 2024. Blue Beetle and Hellblazer are ending at DC Comics. Both titles will wrap up at issue 11 in July. The news was first reported by Bleeding Cool, and it does seem like the titles are ending slightly earlier than expected. Blue Beetle writer Josh Trulio copped to the team being sad to say goodbye to the title, but added that issue 11 will be an oversized finale. Meanwhile, Cy Spurrier posted somewhat cheekily that Hellblazer is now an 11-issue series. With DC heading back to Wednesday distribution at the end of July, perhaps, and pure speculation here, there's a bit of realignment going on in terms of publishing strategy, because ending at issue 11 is a pretty weird amount of issues. Regardless, they're both good books, so please check them out. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and I actually looked for an apartment in Sin City at one point, but those rents, woo-wee! Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big.